Operational 2 for Veg.
Good morning, Jessica. What can I do?
Morning. Yeah, I noticed on the execution note it says to fill the water bag with 1,000 mils, but the bag is empty, so I'm assuming I'm going to need much more than that. And I know it holds 3 liters. Do you guys care exactly how much is in there, or should I just fill it up?
We got the question. Stand by. Let us get you a amount.
Okay, copy. Thanks.
And Jessica, this is Unslow back with you on 2 with a water amount.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey Jessica, we were actually expecting there to be water in the bag today, but we copy that there is none, so we'd like you to fill it full 2 liters.
Okay, copy 2 liters. Yeah, I think Sophie mentioned she had ended up using more real time than I think was anticipated in that activity, so maybe that's the difference. I'll give it 2 liters. Thank you.
And we copy. Station Uncle on 2 for Jessica. As you are getting started with the budget, you got a couple items for you. No answer needed right now. First, since the plants are growing at different rates, they might require not as much water as prescribed in the execution note. So we'd like you to add water until you see bubbling at the top of the PGS. And if it's less than the amount in the execution note, just let us know. Cappy, thumbs up. And I have a note specifically for when you're working in Locker 3. I can give that to you now or later.
Sure, you can give it to me now.
All right, as you're working in Locker 3, if you see any bubbling or fluid that needs to be cleaned up, we'd like you to clean it up with a dry wipe, then trash that wipe to prevent any cross-contamination between the plants, since there are different experiments going on in this locker, so we don't want those same wipes used from plant to plant.
Okay, understand. These are in a different order than the last time. I thought I started from the back, but I will put, you want me to start from the front, number 1.
Copy.
They said they were some reordered because of the different heights. Okay, right now I've got 10. I can start from the front. I think they were swapped because of the different heights.
And we copy. Checking with the PD.
And are we going to move over to 3 or 4 or stay on 2?
And we copy the question about face to ground. Stand by. And Jessica Huntsville back with you on 2. Sorry for the delay. You are good to, we're good to stay on 2 for this activity for now. And then for each plant, as you're going through, you don't have to wait for us to give you word about the plant, just rotating a few seconds on each side to the camera, and the top of the plant will be sufficient.
Okay, sounds good. And yeah, I will try to hold it in the camera. This is a lot. You can see a lot of the roots on the sides.
We copy, and it looks awesome. And Jessica, this is Huntsville back with you on 2 for a clarification and one more thing.
Go ahead.
All right, for the watering heads up we gave earlier, we expect the numbers in the execution note to be what the plant needs, but if you see bubbling before you hit that number, then stop and let us know how much is added to the plant.
Okay, copy. Yep, that makes sense.
And then one additional item for the next PGSs you're working with, as you put them into the TikTok photo grid, just make sure that it lines up with the leftmost side of the grid, the top of the PGS, similar to figure 4. That way the plant leaves and branches aren't touching the photo grid.
Okay, so you don't want, I had assumed that since the plants are so tall, you'd want them down into the grid as much as possible, but you'd want them sticking out of the grid the whole way?
A fern, yeah, we want more a photo of the PGS itself and not to damage the leaves or branches.
Okay, copy. And for plant 10, it did start, I did get some bubbling after 70 mils.
And Jessica, we're coming back from a handover, but I believe we copied. You started seeing bubbles around 70 mils for plant 10.
Confirm.
Copy, copy.
And so station on 2 for veggie for 11, it was 75 mils before bubbling.
And we copy.
And so station on 2 for plant 12, it was 70 mils again for bubbling.
We copy, 70 mils.
Missile station on 2, plant 7, bubbling after 20 mils.
We copy, 20 mils.
Missile station on 2, 75 mils for 8.
Copy that, 75 mils.
Missile station on 2 for number 9, 70.
We copy, 70.
And airlock on 2 for O2 20 sensor on that.
We're with you, Jack. Go ahead.
Hey, you want a KU for step 1.4? Is that for a video that you want me to set up, or you just want to see the data coming across when I do it?
It's for our telemetry. No video required.
Hey, well, I'm in step 1.3 then. The removing O2 trending sensor is 9-Charlie-6-9, and I'm getting ready to do step 1.4.
Copy, we're watching.
Consultation on 2, number 4, got the full 80, but assume I should stop there.
And we copy, you're at 80, still not bubbling or anything?
Correct.
And Jessica, can you tell if the water, if the soil in the PGF looks saturated?
Not really. It's probably getting close, but not completely saturated.
Copy that. Check with the PD. Stand by. And Jessica, we are good with you adding additional water until you believe the soil is saturated. And just let us know how much additional you add.
Okay, copy, and then assume that'll go for the rest of them. Just keep going until they have some bubbles.
And the preference is until the soil is saturated, not necessarily bubbles, because then the PGS is getting a little overfilled, but yeah, we want to confirm soil saturation.
Okay, copy. For number 4, it's 95.95.
Can we copy that?
And so number 5 has nothing still. Does this one still get the full amount?
We copy. No plant in 5. Checking. And Jessica, for this plant, go ahead and saturate the soil. We expect it'll be less than 80 mils, but let us know.
Copy.
And airlock O2 sensor 9-Charlie-6-9 disconnected, looking for verification. And step 1.4.
Copy. We're taking a look.
Console looks like 5 was already saturated. After 5 mils, it was already bubbling.
And we copy. 5 mils.
And back with you, Jack. It looks like that is the correct sensor.
Airlock.
Console station on 2. Unfortunately, number 6 has some mold growth. I can see the white fuzzy mold around the white paper, like where the plants come out of. There's kind of some, like a white paper where the seeds come out of, and it's scattered on that paper.
And we copy, Jessica. Go ahead and put the plant back into the bellows and close up the bellows, and then we'll get you further cleanup steps.
Copy. Try to get a good look at the other ones, too, and make sure I didn't miss it on any of them, but this was pretty obvious. I saw it right away.
And we copy.
Do you want me to take some pictures of that before I close them up?
And Abram, Jessica, we'll take the photos.
Consultation on 2, I don't see any in the other habitat, so wondering if you want me to continue on with those for now, and then we'll revisit what we're going to do with the first one.
And just hit get hold for just one more moment. We almost have our cleanup steps ready for you. We copy, thumbs up. And Jessica, I'm back with you on 2. For your awareness, mold is HRL 1, so we need you to grab goggles and a dust mask, since you already have the nitrile gloves on. We also need you to grab 2 Ziplocs to contain the items once you've cleaned it up. And we'd like you to use ProSan wipes to clean up the mold, put that into the bag, and you can grab ProSan wipes from that Veggie Pond CTB 5222 that you grabbed the TikTok photo grid from earlier.
Okay, so I missed what you said after get 2 Ziplocs. So is the Ziploc for the entire PGF? So it needs to be big enough for the entire PGF?
Negative. You'll just,
am I just cleaning mold off of it?
Yeah, you're just using it for the items you use to clean the mold off. So once you've cleaned the mold, the ProSan wipes that you use will go into that those double bag Ziplocs.
Okay, copy. Sounds good. So station on 2, after I clean that one then, would you like me still to just give it a nominal water
And affirm, Jessica, you're good to press once you get that mold cleaned up. And once you do clean up the mold, we would like you to place the gloves you currently have on into the double Ziploc bag with the wipes, and you'll grab a fresh pair, and the bag should be labeled GMP 134 Veggie Mold, and it can go on the WHC JSP. We copy your thumbs up.
Association on 2 for Veg.
What are you on 2?
I think I got it all. It's a little bit difficult since it was kind of, you know, down in there on the white paper part, but I did 2 passes. I did it with, I used 2 wipes, so hopefully I got it all.
Can we copy all of it? Okay.
So for number 6, 20 mils.
Can we copy 20 mils? And for your awareness, Jessica, we're about 3 minutes from about a 13-minute LOS. You're good to continue working through. Copy, thumbs up.
And so station on 2, 5 mils for 1, 5.
Can we copy 5 mils?
So station on 2, plant 2, 110 mils, 110.
110, a thirsty plant here. We copy. Station on 2, for Jessica, just a heads up, we are back from the other one.
Okay, and I've got values for you. Plant 3, 115 mils. Plant 1, 3, 5 mils. Plant 1, 4, 22 mils. Plant 1, 5, 5 mils. 1, 6, 25 mils. And I'm currently on 1, 7.
We copy all of you. We appreciate the report.
No problem. And can you check, I can't remember if it was before the LOS or not, I had a small doubt on whether or not I held up plant 10 to the camera. So if I didn't, then I can hold it up again.
And Jessica, we believe the first point you were working with was plant 10, and we can confirm we saw it in the feed for a good bit.
Okay, sounds good. Sorry, and I didn't mean 10, I meant 13. So they're in a different spot now. I was looking at the wrong number of the thing at the platform, so it would be 13 that I had the doubt on.
And we copy that, and we believe that one happened during the LOS, so we cannot confirm whether or not it was shown on camera.
Okay, I'll just take it out and hold up the camera again, just in case we didn't get a view of it before.
And that works for us, thank you.
The plant 17, 40, 40 mils.
We copy, 40 mils.
So station on 2, plant 19, 19, 25 mils, 25.
We copy, 25 mils.
Association on 2, just one minor note. Some of these, when I go to hook up the water, the silver tab is like in the wrong position, so you can't connect it. So obviously it's a simple fix. You just have to press the metallic tab as if you're opening it to reset it, but just in case anyone has a problem with that.
Copy, and that's good info for us. Thank you.
Association on 2, plant 20. It looks like it's pretty saturated because I can see some bubbles on the side of the habitat in the soil. Would you like me to try to give it a little bit of water or just leave it as is?
Copy. Checking. And Jessica, you are good to leave this plant as is. No need to add water. Copy. Thumbs up.
Until 21 looks the same, you can probably see even some of the bubbles on the side there.
And we copy.
Skip watering this one as well.
And Abraham, Jessica, get to skip watering on this one as well. Copy, thumbs up.
Until same for 22, I'll skip this one.
We copy.
Until station on 2, same for 23.
And we copy, and hold just a moment, we're discussing with the PD.
Copy. So plant 23 does have some kind of dry, yellowish-looking leaves. That is true for some of the other ones as well, but more on this one.
We copy, so you're seeing some yellow, dry-looking leaves on a couple of the plants, correct?
Okay. confirm. For Plant 23, there's, you know, barely any. I can hold it up to the camera again, but there's, you know, only some very small plants. So I'd say about, like, half of them are yellow. And on some of the other ones, there are just a few. For example, on 15, there's a couple. And then also on 220 and 21, there are some.
We copy all, Jessica.
So then, did you want me to still hold with 2-3 or consider watering it?
And Jessica, you are going to water this plant. A couple of these plants have access to different nutrients than the others, so they might be growing at different rates or adapting differently. So this is expected that they might have yellow leaves.
Okay, copy. So this one did have quite a bit of bubbles in the soil as well, but you still do want me to water it?
Affirm. Yeah, we'd like to make sure the soil is saturated and the bubbles we're looking for would be at the top of the PGS.
Okay, copy. Yeah, that's what I've been going by, but for the ones that I just skipped watering, I was talking about bubbles in the sides.
And we copy, and we've been discussing it with the PD. They'd like you to go back to plants 20 through 22 as well and attempt some watering just until you see that bubbling, if you see the bubbling at the top and the soil is saturated.
Okay, copy. So I don't lose track. I'll just continue where I am right now with 23 and 24, and then I'll go back to 20, 21, and 22. Those are the correct numbers.
Okay, firm.
Plant 23, it got 32 mils. 32.
Copy, 32 mil.
Plant 24 got 88.0.
And we copy.
Plant 220 got 37.37.
Copy, 37 mil for plant 20.
Plant 21, 8 mils. 8.
We copy, 8 mil.
Plant 22 got 45.45.
We copy, 4-5 for 22.
On Citation 2, I'll go grab the tape measure for 18.5 unless you know whether or not the tape, Chris had previously put tape at 18, was it remeasured at 18.5 or I can just estimate half an inch below that one?
Copy the question. We are checking.
Okay, no worries. I can just verify it.
And that works for us. Yeah, we prefer you to verify the measurement.
And Dr. Chris said that 18.5 for the top one was pretty much all as far down as he could get it.
We copy. Station on Salon 2 for Jessica and Veggie.
Right on 2.
Bonjour, Sophie. It's just a heads up for you. Your upcoming ESA crew conference is overlapping with a short LOS, and we coordinated with the participants, and you can start the crew conference after the LOS at 10:25 if you prefer.
Hi, that was actually Jessica calling back for Huntsville, but I will make sure Sophie heard that or call you back.
Thank you, Jessica.
And Jessica, this is Pencil with you on 2. We know you guys enjoy viewing the plants and veggie. We just want to make sure that the curtains up at the top of each unit aren't blocking the vents at the top of the units.
Yeah, I'll make sure I'm grabbing the tape measure to check the measurements, and I'll check that too.
Copy, thank you.
I'm so efficient on 2. I think Chris made a comment on this before, but in order to get all the way down to 18.5, just given the design, you can't really get the bottom even, so like you can get the front down 18.5 and then the back like sits a little bit higher.
And we copy, and that's a good note for us, Jessica.
So would you like it just to make sure that it's even, so that the front and back are even if it's a little less than 18.5, or would you like it as far down in the front as possible?
Checking, 10 seconds to hand over, we'll get you an answer on the other side. And Jessica, this time we'll back with you on 2. The preference is that the base is even if it's a little higher than the 18.5.
Okay, yeah, and I think I got it there now, actually, at 18.5 and still even.
Copy. We appreciate the effort.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member.
Houston, Station Jackson 2.
Hey, Jack. I wanted to give you a heads up that we're going to be starting our potable water bus reconfigs. So for the next 5 or so minutes, PWD and XPWD will be unavailable. We'll give you a call when it's back online.
Okay, do you mind if I take 2 minutes just to check with the crew? Or you said it's only 10 minutes long, is that right?
Yes, expect it to be 5 minute outage.
Okay, 5 minute outage. I will mark the water sensors.
Copy all. We'll let you know when it's back online.
Houston Station, Jackson 2 for A-Red.
With you on 2 for A-Red.
The software this morning was not super cooperative. It booted up in yesterday's workout for me. I restarted the software and I got the same results. I restarted the tablet and got the same results. I also got a couple of instrument box disconnect warnings. Looking for a couple other troubleshooting steps if you got them.
All right, we copy your status, Jack. Sorry to hear that we're still having trouble with the application. BME is on console and is digging into potential future troubleshooting for you.
Without the tablet, probably just got our photo machine in a little bit, so if we get some troubleshooting for that, that would be helpful. Thanks.
We copy. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for PWD and XPWD.
Hello for PWD.
Our reconfig is complete, so both PWD and XPWD are now available again.
5 minutes ever. Thanks.
Here is Station Zofian 2 for Hatch Seals.
With you on 2 for Hatch Seals.
I just updated the crew notes with all of my conclusions for PNM Hatch and Note 3 Starburnt Hatch, as well as a link-free wipes used. So please rate this. And as a heads up, I confirm I did not do the other two Note 3 hatches due to time constraints and spatial constraint with someone being on the A-RED. And third message, there was one new damage found on PNM hatch, and it's in pictures downlinked on SSC 1717.
Copy, Sophie. Thank you for the information on the SSC for the photos and that there's one new damage area on PMM. Copy also. Two other hatches for Node 3 have not been accomplished yet due to spatial constraints and time.
Good read that. Thanks.
Houston, Chris on 2 for AGA locations.
Put you on 2 for AGA.
Yeah, I'm looking at line 6 of my stow track, my stow note, and it says that there should be an ammonia measurement kit 1003 with AGA 1006 and PMM 1 Deck 1 Delta. I did not find that item there. I looked around, there are a few CTDs in there and a couple, there was an ammonia cartridge bag, a couple other EMER bags, but I did not see an ammonia measurement kit in there and wanted to check on that location. I did chat with Jack, who had worked with some AGAs before, and he pointed me to some that were also in Port 2 Delta. We thought maybe it was a typo, but those were different AGAs.
Copy all. Chris will investigate other options for you for what's listed in line item 6 in your stow notes.
Thanks very much. I'm continuing with the others.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for AGA 1007.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so I found AGA 1007 in PMM. I put on my static wrist tether and powered it on. You do hear a tone, but then immediately after showing the display screen and the what configuration it is, it just displays the powering down message and shuts off.
All right, copy, Chris, that you got a tone, and then it displays the powering down message and shuts off. It sounds like this is the same signature they saw as last time. We're going to talk about it for a moment and see if we've got other actions for you on this one.
Okay, copy all. Sorry, it's Houston's Chris on 2. Let me do the battery review. Sorry, I see that now in the execute note to perform that for this one. So I will perform that now.
Copy all. Station Houston on 2 for Chris. Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
Houston. This is Chris on 2, sorry, were you calling me? I was in the PMM.
Yes, no worries. Wanted to let you know we're going to move you over to Space to Ground 3. The Russians are going to be using Space to Ground 2 going forward for a couple hours.
Copy, switching to 3.
На связи, приветствую. Добрый день.
Как принимаете канал СБ2? Как принимаете картинку?
Сергей, картинку принимали, сейчас был небольшой перерыв в связи. Если ты что-то говорил, можешь, пожалуйста, повторить?
Нет, ничего, ждали восстановления связи и готовы к работе. Единственное, что у нас сейчас в МИМ-2 только одна гарнитура. Динамики здесь работают очень плохо, практически ничего не слышно второму оператору. А в ПХО у нас стоит короткий шнур. То есть гарнитура из ПХО в МИМ-2 не дотягивается.
Принято. Я думаю, это не проблема. В принципе, если вы работаете, вам гарнитура особо не нужна. Если вызывают, если есть вопросы, то будем отдельно обсуждать их.
Хорошо. Тогда мы начинаем работу по шагу 1-1.
Да, принято. Сергей, а ты сказал, что есть вопросы по поиску оборудования. То есть пока у нас из ненайденного осталось только приспособление для расстыковки, да?
Да, мы вот по предыдущим диаграммам 80-97 не смогли найти приспособление по позиции 18, это приспособление для расстыковки соединителя. Вместо резака типа кинжал мы взяли второй полукруглый резак, а на приспособление... секунду. Да, и я хотел сказать, что вот по набору для резьбовых соединений позиция 8, да, там ключа нету, но есть все насадки, поэтому считаем, что мы его нашли.
Сергей, прежде чем вы начали работать, хотел уточнить по поводу 23-й позиции, карцанг изогнутый, ну, зажим. Где получилось его найти, чтобы мы пометку сделали?
Мы нашли его в ВВ-модуле в CTB-1336, там же, где и резак кинжал лежал.
Это хорошо, мы сделаем пометку на будущее, спасибо.
Да, и Сергей говорит, что вроде там еще одни такие же должны быть.
Там похожий просто зажим Корхера, они немножко отличаются. Надо взять тот, который подлиннее, карцанг.
А, взяли большой. Самый большой зубик.
Это хорошо.
Москва МКС, канал СГ-1. СГ-2. Канал СГ-2.
На связи.
А все, вот у нас по пункту 2-3-1, шаг 5. Мы защитную крышку болты с ней сняли, и тут есть вариант сразу закрепить при помощи фала с поводком. Подскажи, пожалуйста, где нам найти сейчас фал с поводком? Мы сейчас быстренько найдем его, потому что в списке оборудования у нас фала с поводком для собственных ракет не было.
Понял, да. Ну, скорее всего, это будет в фалах страховочных, это CTB-1326.
Хорошо, сейчас тогда найдем. Москва МКС, канал СГ-2, по подготовке оборудования.
Связи.
У нас вопрос по подготовке сейчас кабельной укладки, которую мы будем бандажировать к Солнце Терагерц. Вот вопрос по кабелям. Нам надо сформировать укладку, я так понимаю, таким образом, чтобы мы поднесли укладку и сразу подстыковали ее сначала к тем платам у основания платформы, правильно?
Да, сначала мы стыкуем к 19-1, 19-2 на платах, а потом дальше после установки Солнца Терагерц уже Сергей будет прокладывать ко второй плате.
Вот подскажи, пожалуйста, мы сейчас начинаем, нам как подвязать две укладки, то есть мы начинаем их, два кабеля закреплять, начиная с разъемов, которые идут к ФП2, правильно? То есть они у нас все на одном расстоянии от ФП2, правильно?
Смотри, сначала вот лучше сделать из двух кабелей одну укладку, то есть это размотать оба кабеля и на расстоянии с шагом, не знаю, там полметра или, как вам удобнее кажется, может быть, чуть побольше, там сантиметров 80, закрепить кабели между собой с помощью картоновой ленты, обвязать. Тогда у нас уже появится из двух кабелей один объект. А дальше, когда такой объект появится, то в основании голов разъемов на со стороны, которые идут ко второй плате, подвязать проволочный фиксатор и оттуда уже наматывать бухту, которая закончится разъемами со стороны платы 19.
Понятно. Наши кабели разной длины?
Да, они разной длины. Там получается расстояние между фиксирующими платами 19 там порядка около метра. То есть надо такую слабину сделать первую от этих разъемов. А дальше ко второй плате, когда подходим тоже где-то на расстоянии метра от окончания голов более короткого кабеля, сделать крайнее закрепление.
Так, сейчас, давай еще раз, чтобы нам понятно было. Мы сейчас, начиная от ФП2, закрепляем те концы, которые идут к ФП2, мы их выставляем ровно и далее через каждые, условно говоря, там 80 сантиметров делаем, закрепляем их каптоном слегка. А затем, когда мы их будем разматывать уже на внешней поверхности, я так понимаю, мы этот каптон при необходимости сможем оторвать, если нам понадобится.
Если прям совсем понадобится, да, будем рюкзаком, но в целом я не предполагаю, что надо будет разрезать.
Хорошо, тогда мы выставляем два конца, которые идут к ФП2 ровно, и мотаем в сторону тех, которые идут в сторону ФП19.
Хорошо.
Цепановской МКС канале СГ2 по подготовке оборудования.
На связи.
Артем, еще раз напомню, на каком расстоянии от ФП2, от разъемов ФП2 мы проволочный фиксатор перекрепим?
Проволочный фиксатор можно в районе прям под головой закрепить, вот прям под самый-самый под корешок, и все равно мы потом проволочный фиксатор развязываем. Или, развязываем и можем забрать с собой. Можно сначала на один кабель подвязать, на всякий случай. На один кабель подвязать, а потом соединить уже два разъема.
Я понял, да. А потом мы, соответственно, всю бухту этими проволочными фиксаторами закрепляем.
Да, именно так. И при необходимости у нас на второй плате, если надо будет подвязывать проволоку и разъем отстыкованный, или вот тот, который в чехле, потому что там места мало, то можно будет использовать вот этот самый проволочный фиксатор. Сергей, а вы используете второй проволочный фиксатор, тогда бухта будет более организована?
Да, я сейчас один проволочный фиксатор таким образом смонтировал, чтобы каждый виток был через него пропущен, чтобы постепенно его разматывать. Вот. А второй проволочный фиксатор будет, получается, вокруг всей бухты, только для крепления всей бухты к солнцу. Мы, в принципе, можем и так сделать.
Ну, на тренировках мы использовали схему, что у нас второй проволочный фиксатор тоже был на пол витка от разъемов, от второй платы. Так просто меньше длина кабеля, которая болтается, получается. То есть проволочка была подвязана каждый полвитка.
Прямо у... Ну, у вас
получается, да, подвязана проволока к кабелям, которые идут в ЦП-2, и затем каждый полвитка, да, каждый виток, они подвязаны. Получается, здесь один виток примерно метр. Мне кажется, если делать каждый полвитка, то придется больше толка возиться на разматывание.
Хорошо, ну тогда делай, как тебе удобнее, потому что тебе эту работу выполнять. Тебе, наверное, тут виднее.
Да, принято.
Until station Sophium 2 for stowage.
Hey Sophie, we are with you on 2.
Right, so I'm doing right now the pre-6314, and I'm a bit confused about the step 4.07 and 4.08 right now. Everything was adequate or like very similar, but there's one big difference. So in the CTB 1088, I did not find the pipette tips, neither the bent one nor the straight one. So I was wondering if I was directed to put it somewhere else after the activity we had with DNA therapeutics in the LSG. And the other thing that I found in the CTV is the two micropipettes. And as well, all of the nanocuvettes. I mean, that's a lot of them. And the reason why I'm confused is that the last column, the notes section of step 4.07 says should contain only eight nanocuvette cushions, but it actually contains all of the nanocuvettes we've been working on in the LSG.
And we copy all, Sophie, and we are looking into it. And we'll call you back on 3, since I believe our Russian colleagues are still using 2.
Sorry about that. I was not aware. I was, didn't have to come. I was in the LSG. Sorry. Извините, пожалуйста, Москве.
Not a problem. Московская КС, канал СГ-2 по подготовке оборудования. Артём, вопрос по фиксаторам и бандажам. Вот мы перешли к следующей работе. Это подготовка к ПБО. И у нас, как и в подготовке солнца ракет, так и здесь указано взять фиксатор проволочный. Имеется в виду бандаж или фиксатор, у которого планка и кольцо?
Бандаж, ну, в смысле, вот как вы использовали для кабеля, вот это и такие брать. Просто укладка бандажей называется, но по сути это, ну, какой, с каким вам удобнее будет работать. Да, да, можно этот использовать.
Москва-КС, канал СГ-2 по подготовке оборудования.
Связи.
Артём, ну, в принципе, нам осталось только по шагу 2 проверить достаточно монтажный тяговый механизм и второй резак подготовить. Ну, проверить второй резак достать.
Принято, хорошо. У нас пропала картинка с мимо второго, но я так понимаю, в принципе, уже именно работа в миме закончится. Из неуказанного в радиограмме, там вам еще надо сегодня тогда попробовать подготовить по символической деятельности, это флаг, Сергей, и попробовать с логотипом что-то тоже. Вот подумать, если у нас остается это время, которое можно полезно использовать.
Да, по поводу логотипа я понял, по поводу да тоже сегодня поработаем. По механическим и ручным часам, я так понимаю, будет отдельная радиограмма, там тоже, в принципе, думаю, ничего сложного не будет.
Да, у нас по механическим часам в среду следующую будет работа по подготовке, и далее всю неделю, в принципе, там какие-то операции с ними надо будет делать. А самое насыщенное будет, это, наверное, в первый день, где вам надо будет сделать несколько измерений с промежутком в 2 часа, а далее уже это на скафандрах проверять, что они работают, и там не так сложно. Но это будет в следующую среду.
Принято.
У нас еще остается время, так что, в принципе, видеокамеру можно выключить. Я в дежурном режиме посижу до окончания. Если будут вопросы еще какие-то дополнительные, выходите на связь. И, ну, просьба тогда сказать по символической деятельности, как получится делать, или это мы будем планировать отдельно, или будем отдельно планировать попозже.
Китарство по Москве, ВСГ-2 для командира.
Сейчас, ВСГ-2.
Сергей, мы сейчас собираемся обратно переконфигурировать связь в штатную конфигурацию, поэтому если будут вопросы по инструментам, просьба ВСГ-1 выходить.
Да, Саш, принял.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and Foam. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and PWD Filter R&R. We have some extra info for you. Hey, Jack, I saw you calling 3 on 2. Just wanted to let you know for the PWD Filter R&R here. So when Zena did the work originally, she made us aware of some non-captive hardware when she installed that PWD filter. So when you remove the existing filter in about step 5, note that there could be some loose hardware at the QD poppet. So please use your eyeballs when you go in there and make sure any non-captive hardware gets captured, and also make sure there's nothing loose still stuck on like the QDs. Does that make sense?
On 2, when I remove the poppet and remove the old hardware about step 5, there might be some loose hardware around the QD poppets, and I will capture it and pay attention for the presence of it.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the heads up.
You bet.
Houston Station Jackson 2 for PWD.
Hey, Jack, we're with you on 2 for PWD. Go ahead.
F1.2, when I attempt to demate the PWD galley supply hose from the PWD water inlet, a significant amount of water comes out. I have remated the connector and cleaned up the water, looking for some troubleshooting steps.
Copy that, Jack. Understood. For initial troubleshooting, while the QD is still mated, would you please try over-rotating the QD in the closed position and then try a very slow demate after doing so?
It'll work.
Just for additional SA, you may have to pull the collar back a little bit to get it to over-rotate to the closed position.
Over-rotation was unsuccessful. One more data point. When the water does start to leak, it's both leaking from the face of the connection and also the back side of the QD is kind of coming out both ends, as it were.
Roger. Understand. Talking for a sec. We'll get back with you. Jack, Houston is back with you on 2 for the forward plan.
Ready on 2.
All right. Given your present experience, we are going to have you start in the GPS R&R gather while we continue to talk. We think we're going to need a little bit more time, so we're standing down from the filter R&R and going to push to GPS R&R, if that sounds good to you.
Okay, cool. I will leave a little note up here so no one accidentally touches it, and then I'll get into the next task while you guys confer. Do you guys think PWD is go in its current situation? Seems like it would be.
Copy that, Jack. Our current understanding is that it's not leaking while it's mated, so provided that's the current config, PWD is still go for use.
Hey, I agree. It is not leaking while it's mated, and PWD is go while while you guys confirm.
Roger. We'll let you know when we have some more words on it. Jack, Houston, back with you on 2 for a quick go-back.
We're ready for your go-back.
So funny story about the PWD being go for use. We would actually like to use this opportunity to take some ground actions to do a portable bus swap. Would you guys be ready for us to take PWD down for about 30 minutes to do so?
Would that include XPWD?
That's affirmative. It would include XPWD.
Okay, give me 2 minutes to check in and I'll let you know.
Yes, please, and thank you. No rush. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and PWD. Station Houston, Space to Ground 2, any available crew for PWD?
All right, on 2.
Hey, just wanted to let you guys know, we are ready to take down the PWD to do our portable bus swap. Wanted to make sure that you guys were ready for that. Additionally, when we do this, we're expecting a loud train-like sound in the lab. So if anybody's going to be passing through lab, please wear hearing protection until we're done.
Copy that. Everybody is good on water, and copy the train-like sound in the lab. I'm assuming a whistle type of a sound as opposed to a chugga-chugga-chugga.
The right answer is choo-choo, very much so.
Excellent. Yep, we're ready for PWD to come down.
Thank you. We are on it.
Station Scuba, Specimen 2 for any USLS crew member for the GEM system laptop.
Station Sophie's with you on 2.
Sophie, thank you for picking up. We saw SLT is offline, the comm status error. So we'd like you to perform the one procedure to recover it. And if you'd like to copy, I'll give you the procedure. It'll be pretty simple.
Can you copy?
Okay, that is 4.015 SLT reboot for recovery. And which will be basically you to shut down the SLT and then check the cable and reactivate the SLT. I'll copy.
Can you, it's procedure 4015 for reboot and reactivate SLT, and which SLT number is it?
The SLT number is SLT7, and the procedure number is again 4.015.
Copy SLT7
for,
and so, SLT7,
it's
on procedure 4.015.
That's good copy.
Station Sophie on 2 for SLT7.
Go ahead, Sophie, on Specimen 2.
So I did up to step 1.2 and everything was I could just leave and shut down. But now it seems that the Z-book is still powered as if it was blocked. So I think from what I see, I would need to do a hard reboot, like pressing 10 seconds on the power button. It doesn't want to turn off right now.
Sophie, copy that, and stand by just one.
Copy.
Station Scuba on Specimen 2 for Sophie, back with you. We concur with your plan. Please go ahead to perform the hard reboot, hard shutdown.
Please, hard shutdown.
Thank you.
And the hard shutdown works, so I'm going to give it a minute just so that it takes some time to deactivate, and so after I'll do the rest, and I'll let you know.
Okay, copy that.
Well, from Sophie, all was successful, and I see the message SLT initialized finished successfully.
Sophie, thank you very much. We see that comm status back online, so great work. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And am I going to close the lid?
Could you repeat again?
Can I close the lid of the computer?
Stand by. And yes, please leave the lid open.
Okay, leaving the lid open.
Good copy, thank you.
Station Hanson, Station Round 2 for Sophie and Kermit at your convenience.
Sophie is with you on 2.
Hi Sophie, a couple of things. First of all, your biomonitor activity for us and then your follow-on ESA activity can both be treated as flexible as long as they're completed today. Munix is okay with that. And whenever you are ready, no rush, there's no time constraint on this, you are go to begin your Kermit activity.
Okay, so let me just give you a heads up on the timing I estimate right now. I think I'm going to start on time, if it's okay for you.
That is fine for us.
Thank you.
Sophie, Houston on 2 as well with more timeline info.
Can you say again the message, please?
Sophie, Houston wanted to pile on the timeline info for you, but hopefully with good news. Your crewmates did all the Cygnus cargo ops available today, so your 1805 Cygnus cargo ops can be aborted. We do not have steps for you today.
Wow, that's great news. Okay, so I'm currently working on the OGS cutting wires and everything for the sensor, for procedure, and I'll be doing the Kermit on time, I think, but thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sounds like a good plan. You're welcome.
Station Sophia 2 for OGS cable. I would like, if possible, to activate Node 2 camera to show you and ask you a question with what I see so that I have your direct feedback, if possible.
Copy all, Sophie. Go ahead and turn on the camera. We will route it.
Okay, and it's Node 2 number 1, if possible.
Roger, Node 2, number 1.
And just so that teams get ready on the ground, my question is about step 1, decimal 4, just to be sure, because the picture figure 2 is not that easy to be sure about. So I did strap the insulation part, the white part of the cable, and now I just wanted to be sure that the metal components start to be around the blue parts, or is it like more the other, the metallic part should be only on the metal parts of the on this thing?
Copy that, Sophie. We'll pull up the procedure and have a look at step 1.4 and have a look at figure 2, checking out the blue part versus the metallic part.
That's a good readback. Thanks a lot. My suspicion is that it's, what matters is that the metallic part is against the metallic part, and on the blue part we should have only insulated white parts. But the figure is, give me some doubts, so just wanted to double check with you.
Copy, checking, and we're talking about it. Station Houston on 2 for Sophie, and go back on the OGS AAA airflow sensor probe.
Okay,
so hey, Sophie, so we do see the camera view. We are just taking a moment to double-check the intent. We'll get back with you on the plastic versus the metal regarding the wrap there. Give us just a moment.
Okay, and if you want time to think about this all, I can leave this and go to the Kermit activity and so that you have plenty of time to think about it, and then I'll get back to you afterwards. What do you think?
Sophie, it'll take us a few minutes, so I think we're good with that plan.
Okay, so I understand that you're good with me going to Kermit activity?
That is a good understanding.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack, and continuing forward with the PWD filter, Stuff.
For Jack on 2.
Hey Jack, so we were talking about the forward plan for the potable water bus and the PWD. We would like to have you, if you're good to hop out of your GPS R&R activity for a little bit, we want to take advantage of the PWD pressure being down right now, so it's like 30 millimeters of mercury instead of like 1155 nominal. We want to take advantage of that to continue forward with the QD troubleshooting. So if you're willing, we'd like to pass you Bravo Decimal 4 in the IFM for QD leakage troubleshooting, steps 1 to the end, to see if we can figure out that connector. What do you think?
All right, in the IFM, Bravo Decimal 4, steps 1 to the end to troubleshoot what pressure is left.
Awesome. It would be excellent to hop into that, and we thank you.
Of course. Good work.
So, Station Sophia 2, just wanted to double-check that I'm go in step 2.1 of the checkout power down and stuff.
And Sophie, you are go. And for the big picture here, for that CO2 cartridge, the intent of putting it on the NSRR store was so that you would have room to work around that cartridge, because we need you to not touch it until it has warmed up.
So if you could be mindful of that, and then at step 3.2, where we're setting the 5-minute timer, that's you're free to go on to step 3.3. That 5-minute timer is for a different step. And just ensure at step 3.1, when you're pulling that tether, that you do not touch the cartridge.
Copy with the touch constraints, not touching the cartridge until the timer is complete, and I will be very careful and go in step 2, the solo one.
Copy on.
Huntsville from Sophie, I guess this vent tether is the one with the key ring and Kermit.
A-firm with the Caribbean Amphibian.
Love it. Okay, thanks.
Same station, Jackson 2 for step 2.1.2 of WG. QD, no water leaked out, but it looked like figure 3, which is the female QD sleeve stuck open, not like figure 4. So I've remated it, and I think I'm moving on to step 3.
We concur. Jack, please proceed with step 3.
Step 3.
So from Sophie on step 3.3 for disconnected M1 from the CO2 regulator.
We're with you, Sophie.
It seems that it's a bit difficult to remove and disconnect M1 from the CO2 regulator. Do you have a trick? Should I pull the metallic part as well, or push anything, or just go with some more force?
Checking.
Houston, Chris on 2 for torque meter.
Chris, Houston's with you on 2 for the torque meter.
Hey, I just want a gut check here. So I've been doing some measurements on one of these PGTs, and I thought it was interesting that the readings on the torque meter were not matching up super well with the expected, values displayed on the PDT display. I was kind of chugging along, and then all of a sudden I got the low battery warning and message on the torque meter. I changed the batteries, and now I'm getting, like, quite different torque values that are actually more in line with what I was expecting. At, you know, they kind of match or are close to matching with what's on the PDT screen. I'm guessing that this was a torque meter battery issue, and I probably have to repeat my earlier measurements, but just wanted to gut check myself with you.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Sophie. There is a collar on that tube, and if you push it down per figure 2, it should release.
All right, I'll try again. I thought that's what I did, so now I'll try again. And just to be clear, it did work very well for the other side of the hose. So F2, F1 worked super well, and M1, F1 is a bit more moody.
And we copy, and we'll try to get you some more work if this doesn't work.
Chris Houston, back with you on 2.
With you on 2.
Hey, Chris, your gut check seems to match our gut check. We see no harm in redoing with the more charged battery. So we are going to recommend please go back and check those PGTs.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Only harm being the last 40 minutes of my life. I will redo those. It was a freshly charged, or at least it was a fresh battery from our pantry. How long do we expect? I would expect the battery to last plenty long, and it was kind of surprising that it died, like, after 40 or so measurements.
Yeah. Hey, firm. It's definitely an annoying ask, but we're tracking that the 9-volt battery should last through the whole procedure, so that's kind of news to us.
Yeah, that was surprising. I mean, it was a fresh battery from the pantry, so I had to put in another one, and I'll start over.
Interesting. We do appreciate you. Thank you, and let us know if that new battery is a problem.
Copy, and Wilco. Yeah, it's very strange that this meter would give you just, like, wrong values when it has a low battery. Weird.
Yeah, A-firm. We'll definitely look into it and see if we can get back with any new information.
Huntsville from Sophie. As you probably saw, step 4.4 one of the black pieces of the incubator chamber came out with the well plate too, and so I did place it back into the incubator chamber.
Affirm, Sophie, and that's exactly what we needed you to do. Thank you, and we saw that you were able to remove that hose as well. Copy, thumbs up.
Station Houston, Houston Station Jack for PWD. Oh my goodness, I was just calling you for PWD. How's it look?
Questionable. It's really hard to see in there. We're going to try to take some photos and get the expert opinion from down there. That's where we're at.
Roger that, Jack. We will take the photos, but at this time we would like to have you begin executing the PWD filter R&R. Basically, we want to make sure we can get the bus back up prior to Andre's activity. So when you go to execute the potable water dispensal procedure, that's 11.4.205, when you get to step 8, which is about 30 minutes in, please give us a call. We'll go ahead and repress the system, and then we'll proceed forward from there. But otherwise, yeah, go to proceed with PWD filter R&R.
Okay, I will take photos and then do the PWD filter R&R, and I'll call you before I get to step 8.4. And obviously that first step is the D-mate, the QD, we're pretty confident, based on what's just happened, that there won't be any leakage with the overall bus pressure pretty low, and so I think we can disconnect it for that third part of the procedure if you guys are comfortable with that. Even if we're not 100% sure that the valve is actually closed on the QD.
Affirm, yeah, we understand that the valve not being fully closed. We're going to keep the bus pressure low. Please continue. Want to correct my earlier misstatement. Instead of step 8.4, it should be 8.7. When you complete 8.7, give us a call.
When I complete 8.7, I'll give you a call. And work.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Station Hunt's on Space Ground 2 for Sophie and Kermit.
Sophie is with you on 2.
Hey, Sophie, as you start getting to the point where you're going to restow the hardware, we do want you to keep those stone boxes. Thank you for calling that out for us.
Yeah, it makes sense. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Houston Station, Jackson on 2 for ARAD Photo TV. Sure.
Check with you on 2. Go ahead.
Okay, hopping on ARAD. Just want to double check you guys are happy with the camera.
Affirm, we are happy.
Until from station, Sophie, just wanted to make sure that what we said this morning was still true, is that I reinstalled fixture Delta into the microscope.
Affirm, Sophie. Thank you.
Station Jackson 2 for step 5.7 of PWD.
Check with you on 2 for step 5.7 of PWD. Go ahead.
Expecting the female QDs, the furthest station port, which is the one that is deepest in the rack, there's a brown ring just above the, just a millimeter or so from the top that's not present on the other QDs. Taking some photographs of it, it tells me to just, I don't know if it's an O-ring or some, material that's in there. It just tells me to wipe it up and let you guys know.
Okay, copy that, Jack. We have seen that corrosion in that area before. You are good to clean that up and proceed.
Jack says okay.
Until station Sophie on 2 for Kermit.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Well, I was wondering about this microscope USB key from the USB and I don't remember having put this in this morning, so let me check again the procedure this morning, but yeah, it's not in right now, and step 8 asks me to remove the USB key from the ESC6 USB slot.
And we copy all, it looks like in step 15, and of the power on, it should have been installed. checking on further impacts.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. I understand why. So, yep. I missed that step, and we were struggling to have the Kermit credentials, and went back and forth, did something else in between, and then missed that step.
And Sophie, it's okay. We were all struggling. No worries. The good news is the PD was able to successfully check out the hardware today, which is what the goal of the activity was. We're still checking on if there were any impacts or not, but we completely understand. And I do have some words on that password.
Okay. Thank you for your understanding. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, I can call you for the passwords. And if necessary as well, I can put the USB key and copy-paste some files that are maybe temp-stowed somewhere after the activity.
And we appreciate the offer, but the USB key is just for using the Kermit software. So we don't want you to have to do any additional work. And you don't have to call us. We did verify that while the correct passwords were on board, we did not have the correct message uplink. And so was your third guess that was right, was it in between what we had listed on the message and what Jack had hinted at?
Absolutely, yeah.
That makes sense. But thanks for letting us know that, and we're so sorry about that mess up.
No, it's all right. I mean, we made it work in the end. That's what matters.
All's well that ends well.
And once again, sorry for the USB key, and let me know if I can do something post activity.
And Sophie, yeah, we won't have any further action for you, and thank you for letting us know about it.
Thanks.
Houston Station, Jack's on 2 for PWD.
Jack, with you on 2, go ahead.
We cleaned up some of that brown residue, but not all of it. I got pictures of the remaining. Assuming that you're happy with that, the new PWD filter is serial number 1029, and there's no damage to the new QD.
Copy all on that, Jack. Given that, you are go to press.
Control from Sophia confirmed. Microscope controller power switch is off, and everything is off except that I left, as previously we did, I left the routing of the cables for further Kermit activities, and the cables are protected because the door is not fully closed.
And Sophie, can you let us know which cables are still connected?
So the cables, it's the power chain that are still connected, but from the switch 3 to everything is off, OFF, to the microscope controller, everything is off, but the power cables are still connected. The USB one that goes to ELC6 has been disconnected so that it's installed inside this volume.
That's okay. Thank you for verifying that for us, and we're in a good config. And just for the warm and fuzzy, our PD did confirm there was no impact to not having that USB installed today since we didn't actually use the Kermit software.
I feel relieved. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for all your hard work and your patience today.
Yeah, great pleasure working with you, as usual.
You've been Chris on 2 for PGTs. Chris, we're with you on 2 for the PGTs. Go ahead.
Hey, I finished the first PGT, and I'm getting started on the second, but I did notice... you know, when I kind of got the second one replugged in and the meter woke up again, it had a low battery indicator that is sort of periodically flashing on the screen. I'm going to put in a third 9-volt battery. I'm wondering, I pulled out a pack of two, and I'm wondering maybe if somebody used them and, I don't know, recapped on tape them and put them back in the fresh bag. So I'll start with a new fresh one, but it seems rather unexpected that it would run through two 9-volt batteries in the course of one PGT reading session.
Copy that, Chris. We are expecting those batteries to live on upwards of like 40 hours. So, yeah, we concur. Please proceed with the next PGT and make sense to use the new 9-volt battery as well.
And please let me know if you guys got the downlink for that first one and if the data makes sense. It felt really weird to me that the data started being strange when I guess the battery was flaky. So I just want to make sure I'm not taking measurements in vain.
Copy. Talking about it. One sec. Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Chris, continuing that PGT conversation.
That on 2.
Okay, Chris, so we were doing some talking, and we think the right answer at the moment is to stop here for the day with those other two PGTs. We would like to downlink the data to help us assess whether or not it's good quality or not, and it also let us talk about them and the battery situation. So thank you for the hard work. We think we're going to push it to the schedule tomorrow. Additionally, we copied the stuck MDTL 01004. Give us a couple minutes. We're working on some words for you for that as well.
Okay, yeah, I just compared the MTLs with between 1002 and 1004, and the one on 1004 doesn't budge. 1002 is pretty easy to operate, so it seems like there's something that's not quite nominal with that one.
Concur. Words coming shortly.
Houston Station on 2 for stowage.
With you on 2 for stowage. Go ahead.
I finished up the food consolidate. In doing so, I generated one question for ISO. I removed a 4.0 from the node 2 deck 2 area, and it was one that was in like an underneath layer, so like for stuff that we don't need to access. So now there's a big 4.0 hole there, and I don't see anything in the immediate area that's really obvious to put there. I was wondering if they had any thoughts. Would it be advantageous for us to take a 4.0 from Cygnus or somewhere and backfill that hole with something we're not going to use right away, or should we just kind of wait and see what happens with SpaceX cargo?
Okay, copy all, Jessica. We don't have anything to put there right now, but we'll think about it and let you know if we got anything to stick in there during storage ops.
Okay, sounds good, and then if anything comes to mind for us, we will let you know that as well. Additionally,
yes,
Andre found this object. Andre found this floating when he was doing ARED. We don't know maybe if it just floated out of a hardware JSP trash or something, or if it looks like something that you recognize.
Okay, copy that, Jessica. We all stared at it, and we don't know what that's from offhand, so I think we're going to recommend HAFCTB lost and found, if you please.
Okay, sounds
that's
good.
Lab 4-6.
Yep, copy. I'll put it in lost and found.
Houston, Chris, all on 2 for PGTs.
Hey, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, I know you said to stand down on this, but I don't really have anything else going on right now, and it seems like everybody else is in good shape, so maybe I'm going with the theory that two of those batteries were not super great, and I've now got a third one from a fresh, like, different bag, different lot. Maybe it's just worth rolling through this, and if we have to at least one more PGT, I don't think I'll be able to get through two more PGTs, but at least knocking one more PGT out. Knowing that there's a chance we might need to repeat, is that, do you think that's worth doing? Or if you have something else useful for me to do, I'm happy to swap over.
No, concur with your current game plan, Chris. That sounds good to us. Yeah, let's try to get one more out and see what we get.
Yep, absolutely. I will do that. And yeah, if you guys happen to get the downlink from the first one and see immediate problems with it, please call me as soon as you know and call me off.
Wilco, sounds like a plan. Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Jack and PWD.
Station Jack, Ground 2 for PWD.
Jack, hey, sorry for the odd question that might be, hey, where are you at? But we're trying to understand how your timeline with this activity is going to play with Andre's upcoming activity. We have a little choreographed dance we're going to do on the ground, and we'd like to stay with you. So just want to understand where you're at with the PWD and what you forecast.
Just finished step 7.7, so I think I'm 5 or fewer minutes away from the stopping at 8.7.
Roger. Super helpful, and that helps us understand the choreographed dance we have to do. Thank you, sir.
No worries, and it looks like Andre's still working ARED.
Perfect. Thank you.
Station Sophia 2 for OGS Center.
Hey, Sophie, with you on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering about the decision for the cable, the grounding cable for the OGS sensor.
Absolutely, we're ready for you. So the method that you showed in the camera, so it's how it's currently grounded to both the stainless probe and the blue plastic, that is A-OK. We are good to have you proceed in step 1.4 there. Additionally, I wanted to let you know that the Node 2.1 camera is showing a green screen for us on our downlink 6. So we would like to have you turn that off and on again. Stand by on the camera thing. Never mind, it fixed itself. We're good.
You just read my mind. I did it before you asked. I saw this black green screen.
Yeah, I was talking, and then we started to get some funny looks around here, so we got it.
Yeah, okay. And I copy go in step 1.4, and we go to leave the routing that I showed you earlier.
That is affirmative.
Houston, station checks on 2. I'm complete with step 8.7. Additionally, I wiped the water inlet and its fly hose with the disinfectant since we were in there checking the valves.
Copy that, Jack. We're sending a command up here to get pressure back into the system. You should not proceed past step 8 until you hear from us, so don't go into step 9 yet.
Okay, I'll work through 8.10 and then stand by for your work.
Good understanding. Thank you. And Sophie Houston on 2, what you just showed us looked great. Looks good.
Sophie, I'm happy that you saw it on the camera. Thanks.
Absolutely, and we definitely appreciate your vigilance to make sure that was right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Jack and potable water stuff.
Jack on 2.
Okay, Jack, wanted to let you know that A, potable water is available, B, you are going to proceed in step 9, and C, at 18:10, we're going to take the potable water bus right back down, so you guys have 10 minutes to fill bags as you like. Please give us a status when you're ready for us to do that. Again, needs to be within about 10 minutes.
10 minutes, we copy that.
Killer, thank you. Nice dance.
I think it's National Chicken Dance today.
It is. Yours was quite good, quite good. Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Jessica, and Node 2, Deck 2, backfill.
Head on 2.
Hey, Jessica, we have come up with something for the Node 2, Deck 2 backfill that you suggested. We are thinking GEM 3 rack front. There is a 6.0 CTV labeled 5026. It's not completely full. There is a bunch of PlatHab hardware in there for return in a few weeks. It's currently in borrowed space, so putting it there will help.
Okay, I did actually already fill that space. I saw when I went back there that there were a bunch of 1.0s that were on deck 3 that would not be used for a while. They were Cutrix clothes and some dry wipe pantries. So I actually filled the space with those, but I can unfill it if we decide that that's a better plan.
Nope. We like what you did. Please keep it as is.
Okay, we'll go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Houston Station 2 with Gunny. I did report which CTVs I moved from Deck 3 to Deck 2 in a crew.
Perfect. Thank you. Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Jack or other available crew. We just want to check in and make sure water usage is complete. We'd like to take down the system again.
All right. We need one more minute, guys. We'll let you know.
Roger. Thanks, Jack.
Houston Station, thanks for the flex. Water bus is all yours.
Copy. The water bus is ours. Would you please confirm step 9 is complete?
Step 9 is complete.
Roger. Thank you. We're bringing the water bus down.
Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for OGS.
Sophie, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
So that's test complete and everything was nominal. The one delta that I have compared to the pictures that I see in the procedure is that the AdLink Mini PC, OGAH2ST, is on the aft panel of Lab 1 Port 1 instead of on the front panel, which is per procedure. So I did not move it because I left it where it was. It's kind of convenient for the connection of the USB, but let me know if you want me to move it more forward.
Copy that, Sophie. No issues with where it is for now. Thank you for the help with this.
You're very welcome. Thanks a lot. That was a fun task.
You bet.
Houston, Chris on 2 PGTs.
Chris, PGTs, how do they look?
Hey, so I just finished the measurements with the second ones, but we've got, I don't know, it's quite strange. I've got another low battery indicator on the display, so this was with, another 9 volt from another bag. So it's just, had started intermittently, and in the last couple measurements, there was just a solid B on the left-hand side of the display, which is, so I don't know what's going on with this this device, but I figured I'd report that.
Copy that, Chris. I'm wondering if that thing has an automated discharge function or something. So we're thinking it might be an issue with the pack itself. If you have time for the third PGT, we're going to recommend you switch to the other TAC. That's serial 1004. You can find that in the Stone Note if you desire. And if not enough...
Houston, Chris on 2, this might be my bad. I'm actually using TAC 1004 right now. That was the only one that I saw in that spot. I apologize if I grabbed the wrong one.
Copy, Chris. So we don't think it's an issue that 1004 was used, although we are expecting 1003 to be in the same location. If it's not there, we'd love to know. But again, we don't think the serial number difference is the is a problem.
Copy that. Yeah, let me take a look in there. But I thought I only saw one thing of this size in there.
Roger that.
Houston, Chris on 2. I did manage to find TAC 1003. It is in there. I think I got thrown off. I was looking for a bag, and I guess this is, to me, kind of more of a box, and I think I must have just misread. The PGT is 1004, which is just a couple lines off in the Stone Note from the TAC, so I think I saw 1004 in TAC and thought I had what I had what I needed. But I'll try the last PGT on 1003.
Okay. We like that plan. Sounds good.
Houston Station on 2 for water transfer.
Andre, dobry wieczór. Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Good evening. I'm ready for water transfer, and I have a UWA number 1463.
We copy 1463. We estimate the offload time will be 28 minutes, and you have our go in step 3.3 of 2.735 Philly UWA. Good copy. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and GPS R&R. Forward schedule.
Houston Station, Jack on 2.
Hey, Jack. We were just talking about you. We are thinking that there is no need to finish the GPS R&R gather today since we've come to the end of that scheduled activity, and we had you do a lot of extra time on PWD R&R. So if you like, we will take a status of how far you got so we can forward schedule that. Otherwise, let us know what you think.
I actually just finished the GPS R&R gather, and I temp stowed on lab deck 1 instead of lab deck 2. And one other note, since we're talking about it, in lines 2 through 4 of the Stone Note, we got inside a half CTV, inside of a 3.0 CTV. That half CTV is serial number 4148, and it is dramatically overfilled. You can't even get to the bird, even like halfway closed. So I think there's room in that 3.0 to make the 0.5 a 1.0, but just want to put that in OSO's lap and see what they think. Sorry, in ISO's lap.
Yeah, roger that, Jack. We concur with your game plan there. If you do swap it to a 1.0, please give us a serial number. Otherwise, thunderous applause for getting that done. Thank you.
Thank you kindly, and that 3.0 CTV is J3004.
Juliet3004. Thanks. Station Houston on 2 for Jack. We understand your last call was Juliet3004 for the 3.0 CTV in line 1. When you swap that dramatically overfilled half CTV, we'll also take the serial for the 1.0. Just wanted to clarify.
And I will dramatically provide it to you. Yes, the first number was for the 3.0. And I'll let you know on the 1.0.
Roger, thank you.
Houston Station 2 for LSG.
We're with you on 2, Jessica, and you're go for that front blood swap.
Okay, copy. Go for the swap. Thanks. So, station 1-2 for LSG.
We're with you on 2.
Yeah, just a question. We're swapping, there were smalls in there, and I'm putting mediums in, and I was just wondering, is it because we're swapping crew members, and if so, for whom, just so I can double-check sizing.
Copy checking.
I'm asking just because I think I saw that I was in LSG, and if so, then I'm not sure we should swap.
I'm we copy, Jessica, and we will double check for you.
Okay, copy, thanks.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and LSG. Jessica, you are the next person in LSG, so if you would like to leave the small sleeves installed, that is fine. Would you like us to update that preference? Because we have it captured as medium.
I thought I remembered it being small, and I thought I used small my last mission. I just tried them both on, and the smalls are definitely going to be a better seal. So I would say we go with the smalls.
Copy small LSG, please, and we will update that so we won't give you another unnecessary activity.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, I'll just put the smalls back in. I had already removed them before I realized because I thought I was swapping medium to small, but it was vice versa. So, all good, and I'll just let you guys know if we have any other changes.
Copy so much, and thank you so much for letting us know, and sorry about that.
No problem. Happy to be touching LSG.
Houston, Chris on 2 for PGTs.
Chris, we are with you on 2 for the PGTs.
Yeah, it seemed like this one worked a lot better. So TAC 1003, I did not get any low battery indications. And, I mean, maybe just to my sort of gut look at it, the readings also looked a fair bit more stable and in line. I guess I wasn't quite sure. I might suggest that there might be something not quite right with 1004. I guess I was wondering, is the purpose of these measurements just to verify the calibration, or is it to, like, recalibrate them? Because I'm guessing that the measurements we got are probably good enough to verify a calibration, but maybe not to do a recalibration.
Roger, we understand. The purpose is to verify, not to recalibrate.
Copy all. Well, hopefully you guys can take a look and let us know if you're happy with them. And, I would suggest in the future not using 1004.
Roger, we'll consider 1,004 suspects. We'll take a look, and if we need to reschedule anything, we will let you know. Thank you for the patience and working through this with us.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
Houston, station on 2 for water transfer.
Andre, Houston is with you on 2 for the water transfer. Go ahead.
I am ready for step 6.
We copy. Transfer is complete. You are go in step 6, 2.7 of 2.735.
Thanks. Houston station on 2 for water transfer.
Andrea, Houston is with you on 2. Go ahead.
The transfer calls disconnected from PWD and CCM bypass well back to radiation station.
Copy. That is a good config. Thank you for the help.
Thank you for your support.
Houston, Chris on 2 for talk. I just put a little sticky note on 1004 that indicates suspect, and I made some updates to my crew note. Just wanted to pass that on.
Thanks, Chris. We'll track a suspect.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Wharf. Just wanted to check if you guys had any plans to do any commanding to Wharf or if we're good to use it for Earth Ops tonight.
And Chris, you guys are go for Wharf.
Copy. And I guess just to clarify, are we make it go until you guys tell us we're not, or should we keep checking in periodically?
And Chris checking. And station Huntsville on station ground 2 for Chris and Worf.
With you on 2 for Worf.
You guys do have a blanket go for you. The only condition that would require you guys to stand down is if we are commanding to the shutter actuator system, and we are not doing that anytime soon, so you guys are go for Worf. You don't have to keep calling us.
I mean, we always like talking to you guys, but appreciate the blanket go. Yeah, we just figure when folks are sleeping, like at night or early in the morning, I always feel a little awkward trying to turn off the ATU so we can call down. So I really appreciate that, and let us know if anything changes, and I'll pass the word to everybody else. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, and we are always happy to talk to you guys too, but we definitely don't want you to have to call or wake anybody up.
Much appreciated. Thanks, and have an awesome rest of the day.
You too.